Perfect. Hey everyone, Jarek Robbins here. Welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week we have a very special guest who I recently got to know, and we've had some fun conversations back and forth. And it's someone who she actually lectures at the Fuqua, hopefully I'm saying this right, School of Business at Duke. She has an awesome new book coming out on April 21st called Stand Out. And we are going to have a discussion to get to know more about both those and her and some cool things we can add to your life. So have fun with this. And please welcome Miss Dori Clark.
Thank you, Jarek. I'm pumped to be here.
Thank you so much for sharing some time with us and sharing some knowledge and information. What I generally ask is if you would share a little bit about what you have fun bringing to the world for people so that everyone who's tuning in kind of gets a little bit more understanding of who you are and what they're about to learn from you.
Absolutely. Well, the thing that I'm really most excited about is the fact that I feel like we have this paradox in our society now where, you know, as has been talked about a lot, you know, people can put their ideas out there, they can blog, they can do all these things, the gatekeepers are gone, you know, that's fantastic. But the problem is that because that's become easier, it's become commensurately harder to break through and harder to get noticed. And there's so many good ideas out there in the world that are just not being heard because people don't understand how to break through the noise. And so I want to help people be able to be heard and to have their value understood. And that's actually why I wrote my first book, Reinventing You, and it's the topic of my second one, Stand Out.
Nice. And give us some clues on that. You know, I've had personal experience and I've talked to many friends around the world who pick a topic they're passionate about. They educate themselves wildly on the topic. They certainly know how to deliver immense value. They prepare, they put it together, they do a vlog with a blog and podcast and everything else amazingly put together, and then they put it out there and they get like 100 views or listens. But then their girlfriend or fiance or wife or friend puts out like a video of them doing something ridiculous and gets like 50,000 views, and they're like, oh, I failed. And so how do you stand out? How do you get to a place where you are heard? Like, what are some tips for people?
Yeah, aside from the important advice to always have a cat in your videos whenever possible, what I would suggest and what I talk about in Stand Out is it's basically a three-step process or a three-phase process in terms of getting your ideas known and recognized. The first one is making, I call it, you know, one-to-one idea transmission and building your following, because ultimately, if you do just kind of put your ideas out there, you know, oh, I've got this great idea, here you go, world, a couple of things happen. One is that it's possible that the idea, even if the germ of it is good, it's not that refined yet. It may not be in the ultimate best form for people to connect with. And so what you really need is to have a small group of allies, you know, kind of mastermind group or trusted base of supporters that you can first bounce your ideas off of. They can make it better, and they can be these crucial first evangelists that can help you begin to get the connections that you need to spread the word and move it a little bit beyond. Next, you start going one to many. So that's the place where a lot of people actually sort of, you know, dive in prematurely, which is blogging and speaking and sharing your ideas with the masses. And then the final part, and this is really where the idea hits the tipping point and you're able to build the following, is when you go from many to many. And what I mean by that is that's the point where your idea is resonating so much, you no longer have to be the only one talking about it. Other people take it on as their own, and they start spreading it amongst themselves, so it becomes this sort of domino effect.
Nice, you caused the ripple at that point. At that point, it's handling itself, and it's causing more ripples just by being out there as a thought.
That's exactly right.
Very interesting. So in that first step, I love a couple of pointers for people, because they're, you know, I agree with you. People take a random concept they've heard or a good thought they came up with in the shower and they're like, oh, this is going to change the world. And they run out and they write it on their blog and they put it up everywhere. And you're right. So so one piece is you said it wasn't refined enough. Mm-hmm. So going to a group of people to help you refine it, but what are some other tips of how to refine a good idea, or how to even know if it's a refined idea?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, in the book Stand Out, I actually tell the story of a woman named Kari Anderson. And she has done something that I think is pretty fascinating. Literally, for more than 20 years, she has had two different, essentially, mastermind groups that have met every single month for more than 20 years. One is a group of professional speakers. The other is a group of people that actually started out as journalists, which she was, but many of them have subsequently gone on to other professions. And she says this has literally been the singular professional experience of her life, because over the course of 20 years meeting every month, I mean, at a certain point, these people begin to know you better than your family does, and they're able to call you on things. They're able to say, wait a minute, you know, that's not what you said last year or whatever, and provide you with this kind of trust. Because I think for a lot of us, the problem is that we don't have enough people in our lives that really are able to give us honest, critical feedback, where you feel safe enough to know that it's coming from a good place. They're not trying to tear you down. They're trying to make it better.
I like that. So find that group, find that space where you give permission and you're comfortable in receiving their feedback to make you better and to grow from it. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I'd be curious. I led on with what you were saying and got excited when you said there's two groups. I thought she might be testing ideas on two different types of people to see.
Oh, yeah. An A-B test. I love that. That's the next idea.
Yeah, that could be a fun way to do it. You know, I always say, you know, people in life are either a warning or example, and there's usually big groups of people who are warning on a certain subject and big groups of people who are example on another. I would almost take the idea to the warnings and see if they disagree with it and be like, perfect. If they agree with it, be like, got it. If they disagree and they agree, winner.
That's awesome.
It's probably a horrible thing to say about other people, but it works. So one-to-one, one-to-many. What would you say is the big transition step? Like when someone's ready to put it on the blog or speak about it or go out there, what's two or three tips that they might need to know to really make it effective? Because like I was sharing, people put up something that seems amazing and get 5 views and are kind of frustrated about the topic.
yeah, absolutely. Well, I think one of the most important points is the fact that for almost all of us, we don't know what's going to work. I mean, there's really not a way to predict it. And I'll just tell you a story from my own life. It had always been my goal that I wanted to publish a book. I always thought that would be a really cool thing to do ever since I was a kid. So I really was trying to do it. And so in 2009, I got really serious about it. And I wrote not one, but 3 different book proposals. And I'm like, you know, this is going to be the year. One of these is going to take. And so I sent them out to agents and tried to, you know, to get stuff going. And I got, you know, little nibbles of interest. But ultimately, they're like, you're not famous enough. We don't want to give you a book contract. And so I realized I had to take a step back and sort of, you know, push back my schedule, start from ground zero. So I started blogging. And it turned out that the second blog post that I ever wrote for the Harvard Business Review, it was a piece called How to Reinvent Your Personal Brand. And that, I mean, this was not meant to be like my definitive message to humanity. It was just like another blog post out of the blog post that I wrote. But that one caught on. And it got a bunch of comments. They asked me to turn it from a 700-word blog post into a full-length magazine article. And then when the magazine article came out, literally that week, I had 3 different literary agents come to me and say, are you represented? Would you be interested in turning this into a book? And all of a sudden, it was like, oh, this is what it feels like when something clicks. And that is what enabled me to start writing my book.
That's awesome. And that's great, great, great advice. I've certainly been through the process somewhat recently of going to publishers trying to get them to pay attention. And I think something, and I don't know how you'd phrase this, but doing something that's notable enough that they pay attention to you versus sitting at their front door being like, hey, look at me! Because there's thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people knocking on their door every day trying to get that contract and get their attention. But going out and doing something that's attention worthy, that they want to pay attention to you for, so much so that they'd come to you and they'd want to fight to get your business to be a part of the team.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. I mean, I have a number of friends how did they get their book contract? Literally, the editor, from the publishing house sent them an email and said, oh, I read your article on such and such. This is great. Do you want to turn it into a book? And you think those things don't happen, but it's actually very different. I mean, in some way, you might look at it and say, oh, what a lucky break. You know, this person just got picked randomly. but they did the thing that made themselves get noticed.
Yeah, and it's not luck. We just did a series on JRC TV a few weeks ago from the time people are seeing this, and what's fascinating is it was focused on, are you more concerned with the end results of success, or are you more concerned with falling in love with the habits of success? And so some of the habits you're explaining here of putting content out that's rich and refined, really making sure your peer group that helps ripple it into the world is there, making sure it's ready to go one-to-many before just throwing it out into the world, and some of those concepts. So I'm guessing if that same editor went by your same blog and saw an unrefined piece of content that was like, it's just an idea I randomly had, you might not have had the same conversation from someone being like, wow, I want to turn this into an article and a book and a series and grow it. So really making sure it's ready to make the transition is huge. And that's, you know, I would put it back in the topic of a habit of someone who's successful. Like, they do that work ahead of time and know it's necessary to be able to progress.
Yes, that's right. You have to be ready for that moment to find you. I mean, in fact, the way that I got started blogging for the Harvard Business Review, it's really kind of funny. I was wanting to buy a new bike, and I decided, you know, okay, the responsible thing to do if I'm going to buy a new bike is to sell the one that I already have first. So I put an ad out on Craigslist, and the woman who ended up buying my bike, it turned out, was a copy editor at the Harvard Business Review. And she mentioned that to me. And so I said, you know, hey, you have a blog. How do people get started blogging for you? And I pursued the connection, and she introduced me to an editor. But the only reason that I was ready to take advantage of that moment was that for the past year, I had been writing pitches. I had, you know, draft posts, you know, all these things that were ready so that the minute that she made the introduction, I was able to send the editor a bunch of stuff for him to look over.
That's fantastic. And you know, opportunity, hard work, meet each other at the right place, right time, magic happens. That's really, really cool.
Thank you.
I like that. I love it. It fits so well with the message we are constantly sharing with people. It's amazing. Love it when magic happens like that. So one-to-one, one-to-many, and then there's many-to-many. Now, I certainly want to share a few tips on this, but I also want to leave it a little bit of mystery to make sure they go buy the book, because I'm certainly going to buy a book. While we're here right now, where do we go to buy that book?
Oh, thank you. Well, it's available right this minute for pre-order on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Okay. And people can also find out more information and get 400 free articles on my website, DoryClark.com.
Wow, 400 free articles, DoryClark.com. They also go to DoryClark.com, which is DoryClark.com, to grab a copy of the book as well.
Yeah, there's links right on there.
Perfect. Perfect. So definitely do that. I'm going to grab a copy. You guys should grab a copy too. Now, something a little bit on a different note. We have a philosophy which is learn it, live it, give it. You know, learn what it takes to turn your dreams into reality, live it fully, and pay it forward. What would you say is one of the greatest personal lessons along your journey that you've had to learn? How have you really, you know, lived and applied it in your own life, and what do you do to pay it forward?
It's so important. I think that in terms of my own life and my own background, you know, what's really critical for me and part of what animates me doing what I do is that, you know, I grew up in this small town in North Carolina, and, you know, I mean, it was a perfectly nice place. You know, my parents liked it. It was a golf resort town, so I mean, it's very safe and all of that. But for me growing up, it was just this really culturally stultifying place. There was 3,000 people there. I felt like there was really nobody like me. And so I couldn't wait to get out of there and to be able to find like-minded people and to be able to traffic in ideas, I guess you could say. And so for me, it's always been really important to try to find a way to help other people feel good about sharing their ideas, sharing what's inside themselves, being their authentic selves, and knowing that in the act of doing that, they're going to find their community, and they're going to make it easier for the next person to be able to feel safe and comfortable sharing themselves.
That's awesome. I think it's quite clear how you live that message. Now knowing what the lesson is, you know, through books and speaking, and ask anyways, are there any unique ways you like to share that message beyond, you know, speaking or lecturing or your books or blog?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, in terms of, you know, I those are sort of like the public broadcasting things, but I'll actually tell you about one thing that I do that is fun for me personally. And in fact, you're invited, Jarek, if you'd like, but on a, just a small personal level, I feel like one of the things that I really love is community building. And so every month, I moved to New York about 8 months ago. And so every month since then, I've had an author's dinner, and I bring together authors to meet each other and just trade ideas and hang out with like-minded people. And for me, that's something, I mean, you know, it's not, you know, at all about any end goal other than just connecting people with each other. But people seem to really enjoy it. And I feel like I wish everybody had a way of doing that for their own community. We often don't think of ourselves as being able to be conveners, but it's so easy. I mean, literally, I just pick a date, you know, where we meet at a restaurant. I tell people, okay, come on down. And then, you know, a couple days before, I send out a reminder email and give people a list of who's coming. You know, it probably takes, you know, an hour or two to pull together, but it's a way of helping other people make these connections that can really be powerful in each other's lives. So for me, that's a fun way of sharing and giving back. And I hope that other people who watch this might think, how can I do that for my own community, whatever that is?
Very cool. I like that. We'll include it in the interview notes, and we'll type that up as a challenge in the download that people can grab on our website and put the question in there. You know, how can you apply that lesson to your own community or peer group to start nurturing and building your community and inspiring them to really step up and step in and be even more productive in doing whatever it is that all these awesome people listening do.
That's fantastic.
I love it. That's very, very cool. So definitely April 21st is the release date of the book Stand Out. You can grab it on Amazon. You can grab it on Barnes & Noble or doriclark.com. It's DoriClark.com. Dori, are there any last amazingly awesome words you'd like to share with people before we leave?
Oh, man. Well, you know, the one thing that I'll mention, Jarek, is, you know, the way, of course, that we met was that I interviewed you for my Forbes blog. And so I hope in the show notes you might have a link to this. And I just wanted to draw people's attention to it because I felt like your insights in that interview were so good. It was right after the start of the new year. And the title of it was something like, How to Succeed This Year, Even When You've Failed Before. And I think you shared some great ideas there, and I hope people might be able to check that out.
Oh, absolutely, we'll include that. Thank you for that. We had a ton of fun, and it was awesome. We got some really, really quality feedback from people being like, wow, that was really well written. We loved it. And I think you helped us reach people that might not always read our stuff. So thank you for that. We'll definitely include it.
Oh, that's great.
For everyone who's tuned in, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time to tune into another episode of JRC TV. Make sure to download the show notes and answer those questions that we mentioned in today's interview. Also, visit doriclark.com, grab a copy of her new book, Stand Out. And I look forward to seeing you guys next week for another amazing episode. See y'all soon.